帮人。今天从马可第六章当中那里，不是当中，起头那里开始。我们留意到，对不起，还要翻，因为罗伦斯翻个一家，等会要来，来了再翻，那有头有。可以扛着来的啊，我们的主在他们本乡没有受人尊重，但是感谢神，虽然人在本地没有给我们的主有做工的机会，但是我们的主仍然照着他受差遣的这个事实，在拿撒勒这个地方仍然把神的话去教导人。那有一件事情很稀奇，当他在本乡给拒绝的时候，或者说不给重视的时候，你接下去看见圣灵就记载他差遣门徒。这个事情如果我们把它两个并在一起来比较的时候，我们就好像看出有些不大合情理。你在本地那些熟悉你的人，你不能说服他们，你不能叫他们佩服，那你怎么在其他的地方来开展你所要做的呢？那在人看来好像这个是不大调和的，但是圣灵记录我们的主在这一个时间做的事情就是如此，他就差遣门徒出去了。而这个差遣门徒，我们特别留意的，在门徒受差遣的这一件事情上，我们并不是看见主借着门徒去做工。如果我们看主这个差遣是为了让他的门徒有做工的机会，那这就不太合主的心意，接得上。弟兄姊妹们，我们可以看主这一次差遣门徒乃是要造就他们，用现在人的话来说就是培养他们，让他们很实际的去经历他们的主是怎样的一位主，让他们去认识这一位主和他们中间的关系。那所以我们看见他差遣门徒的时候，很显然的一个事实就是要让这些门徒在给差遣的过程的中间，第一去经历神的大能，第二去经历神的信实啊，那总的来说是让他们去学习如何做一个仆人。那我们看看他的安排，第七节你就注意到了，耶稣叫了十二个门徒来差遣他们两个两个的出去，也赐给他们权柄制服污鬼，并且嘱咐他们行路的时候不要带食物和口袋，腰带里也不要带钱，除了拐杖以外什么都不要带，只要穿鞋，也不要穿两件褂子。那我们看主这个差遣的确是很有意思，他什么都不给门徒预备，就是让他们说你们去，你们身上有什么就够了，不必多带，连钱囊也不要带。那人家就要问， 那没有这些预备的，那我们吃什么？我们怎么活下去？我们如果不能活的话，我们怎么能接受差遣呢？我们怎么能去成就那个主所差遣的工作呢？弟兄，这个在人的常情上面去看，好像很非常的合理，但是我们的主在这里差遣的时候，却没有给门徒有任何的预备，就是告诉他们你们去，身上穿着一个褂子就够了，不必多带衣服，轻松一点，穿一双鞋子，不必多带鞋子。我们说这怎么可以呢？哪里晓得，我们的主就是要让门徒们学习怎样去做神的工作。做神的工作是神在负责，如果神不负责，那个工作就不是神要做的工作，这是非常严肃的一件事情。我们不能忽略这一点。
We cannot neglect this point.
因为神他要做的工，他绝对不会忘记的。
Because the work of God that He wants to do, He will not forget.
因为神所做的一切的工作都是根据他永远的计划。
Because all the work of God is according to His eternal plan.
那从永远到永远，主定规了他要做的是什么。
Because God already has determined what He is to do from eternity to eternity.
所以是他所要做的工，他不仅负责管理，他也负责供应。
So the work that He is to do, not only is He responsible, He is also to provide.
而这是一个非常非常严肃的事情。
And that is a very serious matter.
如果我们看看近代的一些基督教的工作，
And if we look at recent Christian work,
非常适合地上人的一举一动的原则。
It is very reasonable, very proper with all the man's activity on earth.
像军队一样。就有那么一句话。
And just like in the army, they would have this saying.
三军未动，粮草先行啊。
That before even the armed forces move, that they would prepare the food and the necessity.
那这是很合理的。
And so that's very reasonable.
但是就在这个合理的光景的底下，我们就发觉多少称为基督教的工作，在神永远的计划里边摆不进去。
But it is also under these kind of so-called reasonable conditions that so many of the Christian work cannot fit into the eternal plan of God.
那是我们回到主当时差遣门徒来。
And now when we return to this verse that when he sent the disciples,
很显然的，主只是把一样东西给他们。
That it was very apparent that the Lord only gave them one thing.
这一样东西在马可福音里面还没有提了。
And this is not even recorded in the Gospel according to Mark.
那是一件什么东西呢？
And what is that?
主就是把他的名字给他们。
That is, the Lord gave them His name.
就让他们去使用他的名字。
So that they are able to use His name.
那当他们会使用主的名字的时候，
And when they learn to use the Lord's name,
那么他们就不会落在那些缺乏的里面。
Then they would not fall under any lacking.
前不久我看一篇从中国大陆出来的报道。
And it was not long ago I read of an article that was from mainland China.
有好些做主工的人，
and there was many that was in the Lord's work.
他们就是这样两个两个的给差遣出去，
and it was two by two that they were sent.
到东北，到西北，到很偏僻的地方，
and they went to the northeast, and northwest and very isolated areas.
啊，他们的确是很不容易去应付那个环境。
And it was not easy that they dealt with the surrounding.
而其中就说到有两个姊妹。
And in the midst of that article, there was speaking on these two sisters.
他们在东北的时候。
And that when they were in the northeast,
那时是冬天,
and it was in the winter time, it was very cold.
可是他们在那一个地区找不到住处,
and it was in that region they did not find a place to live.
那所以他们就只好找到有一个不晓得是什么洞洞，他们两个人就钻进去。
And so they found like two caves and two places to dwell, so they just went into those caves.
啊，那时候他们又饥又冷又饿。
And at that time, they were hungry and they were cold.
也没有粮食。
They did not have food.
啊，他们怎么办呢？
What were they to do?
他们只有一件事情可以做。
There was only one thing they could do.
就是祷告。
That was to pray.
奇妙的事情就在这。
And that was what was wonderful.
在他们实在感觉受不了的时候。
And it was at that time when they could bear no more.
却有一个老年人发现了他们。
There was an old man who discovered them.
这个老年人还是一个基督徒。
And that old man was also a Christian.
他就是感觉有点事情要出外去做一做。
And he felt the leading that he had to go out to do something.
结果就发现这姊妹俩。
And as a result, he discovered these two sisters.
就让他们，就把他们领回家。
And so he took them home.
我们感谢主。
And we thank our Lord.
主当年差遣人的那一种光景，不是说到了现在这个时代不管用。
And the condition which the Lord sent the disciples at that time does not mean it is not usable in this age.
到了这个时代就必须要做计划，先筹款，弄好了各种各样的物资和那个属灵上的支持。
It is not that in this generation you must do all the planning and prepare well for everything, the finances, the planning, and the spiritual support and everything.
我不是说不能做这样的事。
I'm not saying that you cannot do them.
但是我们必须要注意那个先后的次序。
But we must pay attention to what is first and what is last.
因为一般人就是先要把这些全都准备好，然后才踏出他们要走的第一步。
And so nowadays the groups generally speaking would first plan everything well before they're able to take the first step.
但是当时主带领门徒去学习受差遣的时候，
But as our Lord led the disciples when he sent them,
就没有这样的丰富。
There was not that abundance there.
但是确实有生命的大能做陪伴。
But with them was the power of life.
有神的丰富做供应。
And it was the richness of God for their provision.
那所以当时主这样吩咐他们的时候，在我们今天的人看来好像一点都不合情理。
And so when our Lord sent them at that time, according to our view nowadays, it does not make sense.
当然有人可以说。
And of course some may say,
在当时以色列的地方上是可以这样做了。
It was in those days in the land of Israel you're able to do those kind of things.
因为在律法的底下，以色列人是接受了一些教导。
Because under the law, the Israelites received these teachings.
他们要接待远人。
They need to receive those from afar.
他们要为外地来的人有一些个欢迎。
And they need to welcome the strangers in the land.
和供给。
And to provide for them.
那所以在他们那个时候是可以这样行。
So in those times, you're able to do things like this.
在现在这个光景就不能行。
But today's conditions, you cannot do this.
我不说，在现在一定不能行。
I cannot say that it is a must that it cannot be done nowadays.
但是我不能不说，在现代还是可以行。
But I must say that this is still doable nowadays.
问题就在人有没有足够的信靠。
But the issue is, does man have enough trust?
和顺服。
Obedience?
丢着我们留意到，主做这样的安排。
Brothers and sisters, let's pay attention that the Lord arranged so.
一个基本的原因乃是要他们从这些实际的经历里头去认识差遣他们的主。
A very practical and basic reason is that from these experiences, the Lord wanted them to know, come to know the Lord who sent them.
因为神差遣人所传的，现在我们说是福音，他们那个时候不叫福音。
Because when the Lord sends them, today we say to preach the gospel, in those days it is not called the gospel.
他们当时所传的就是天国近了。
What were they preaching in those days was that the kingdom of heaven was near.
人要悔改归向神。
And man must repent and return to God.
但是不管所传的福音有怎样的不一样。
But regardless of the difference in the gospel in which they were preaching,
但是差遣人的主还是那一位。
But it is still the same Lord who sent.
我们实在感谢主。
And indeed we thank our Lord.
所以我们从第三十节那里。
So starting from verse 30,
这是给差遣的人回来了。
Now these who are sent gathered themselves together and told him all things.
马可福音没有说到内容。
And in the gospel according to Mark it did not include the content.
但是在马太福音里我就看到。
But in Matthew we're able to see.
门徒回来说主啊因着你的名连鬼也服了我们。
That in the gospel according to Matthew it records that the disciples told the Lord that even the demons submit to them because of his name.
所以我们看到当这些人受差遣回来以后。
And so we can see when these people who were sent returned,
他们就经历了主是谁了。
They experienced who the Lord is.
他们就认识了主是谁了。
They understood who the Lord is.
这是很重要的。
And this is very important matter.
严格说起来
to be very strict,
当时我们的主还没有真正的差遣他们。
At that time our Lord did not seriously send them.
只可以说是训练他们。
It was only a training.
给他们一些个操练。
Is to give them some exercises.
让他们从实际的操练的里面来认识怎么去做一个主的仆人。
And so from these practical exercises to know how to be a servant of the Lord.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
因为当主这一个差遣的里边。
And because in the sending of the Lord,
还给他们一件事情很有意思。
It also gave them something very meaningful.
他说你到了一个城。
That is when you go to a city.
那个城里的人如果是接待你们。
Now if those people of the city receive you,
你们就安然的在那里。
And then enter into that house and abide there and do the work of the Lord.
如果那地方的人不接待你们
and whosoever shall not receive you,
不听你们
nor hear you,
那么你们离开的时候
so when you depart there,
就把脚上的尘土抖下来
shake off the dust under your feet,
对他们做见证
for a testimony against them.
做什么见证
what kind of testimony?
就说出一个事实
that tells us of a fact.
就着当时他们传的天国福音来说
It was in the gospel that they were preaching at that time the kingdom of God is near
天国 来到的时候你们不能进入天国责任不在我们
That when the kingdom of heaven came and you cannot enter the responsibility falls not on us
责任你们自己要负
That you must bear your own responsibility
弟兄姊妹们我们要留意啊
Brothers and sisters, we must pay attention.
这句话说出来是很轻松啊。
When these words are said, it is very easy.
但是你说出来成为事实就不简单。
But when you say it and they become a reality, that is not simple.
对门徒当时来说。
To the disciples at the time.
他们必须非常有把握地认定主这一个差遣一定带出结果来的。
They must have a full assurance at that time that the sending of the Lord will bring forth results.
不会有任何的改变。
There will be no changes.
这如同今天我们传福音的时候。
Just as today,
也是应该是一样。
When we preach the gospel, it should be the same.
我们明确地告诉人说。
It is very clear that we tell others
神为我们舍赐他的儿子。
That God sent and gave us his son.
为我们打开那个回到 神面前的路。
And that opened up for us the path to return to God.
如果人拒绝这一条道路，
And if man rejects this way,
他就绝对没有别条路可以把他们带回家。
They absolutely have no other way that would lead them home.
他们只能接受那个永远的灭亡。
And they can only accept that eternal damnation.
这一个责任他们自己要负起。
And they themselves must bear this own responsibility.
因为我们已经把神的福音向你们说清楚了。
Because we have already preached them clearly the gospel of God.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们说这些话是很容易说的。
And so brothers and sisters, it's very easy for us to say these words.
因为你可以说，结果什么时候出现我们都不知道，真的是假的。
Because we can tell them that we don't know when the result will come forth, whether it's true or false.
那就算是真的，那也是很久很久很久很久以后的。
And even though it may be true, it may be a very, very long time later.
那弟兄姊妹们，在我们的信心里头，
brothers and sisters, now in our faith,
我们有没有这一个把握？
Do we have that assurance?
虽然那个结局的时间在很长久以后的日子才会出现，
And even though that result may come forth in a very long time later on,
但是我们却能肯定这个事实不会改变。
But are we assured that this is a fact that will not change?
那所以我们有把握把脚上的尘土躲下来的时候，一定带出那个很明确的结果。
So that when we do shake off the dust from our feet, that it will bring forth a very clear result.
好，弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个就需要在实际的经历里边经历到我们的神是又真又活的神。
Then this is a reality that we must experience practically, that our God is a true and living God.
你看到他是又真又活的神。
And when we are able to see He is a true and living God,
是你自己经历过来的神。
That He is a God we have experienced personally.
那因此你在为他做见证的时候，你那个见证就有力了。
And so that when we do testify for Him, our testimony is with strength.
我最近在外头遇见一个弟兄。
And recently, somewhere out there, I encountered a brother.
他没有信主以前，他来到美国才经过很长的心思上的挣扎。
And before he accepted the Lord, before he was in the U.S., he struggled much.
他信了主。
He then believed in the Lord.
那他把他信主的那些经过写成了一本书。
And he wrote a book on his experiences in coming to know the Lord.
我这次遇到这个人。
And so this time I encountered this brother.
也看了他写的那本书。
And I've also read his book.
我起初很为他担心。
At the very beginning, I was worried for him.
因为看他接受主的那个经过，用人的话来说，完全是思想的斗争。
And because when I read about his experience in coming to believe in the Lord, using man's terms, it was just a struggle of the mind.
他今年大概四十岁过一点点。
He is a little over 40 now.
但是却是二十几年党龄的共产党员。
But he was in the Communist Party for over 20 years.
并且是省级的党校里头的老师。
And he was also a teacher in the provinces.
是教马克思主义的。
And he was teaching Marxism.
那你就晓得他的思想里面有多复杂。
And so we can understand how complicated his thinking was.
所以他在那个整个的在信或者不信的这样的一个决定的事上面，他挣扎了非常非常的长久。
And so in this decision whether to believe or not to believe, he struggled a very long period of time.
那么结果他也是在思想上给一些人说服了。
And so later on as a result, he was convinced by others in his mind, in his thinking.
他就决定说我信。
Then he decided to believe.
那当然他在信的那个决定的底下，他经历到救恩的 那个真实。
And of course, in his decision to believe, he did experience the truth of salvation.
但是如果光是有这么一点点的经历，这个经历靠不一定靠得住。
And if he merely just have this little bit of experience, these experiences are not reliable.
因为他们共产党人也是说，你思想斗争的时候，你能把思想包袱丢掉，那你就很轻松。
Because in the communist way of thinking is that when you struggle in your thinking and you're able to leave the baggage behind, then you can be at ease.
他可以把我们得救的那个时候的喜乐平安说成是把包袱丢掉。
And so he can easily have said the peace and the joy and the rest he received when he was saved as a baggage that he left behind.
碰到一些磨难的时候，他也许又打回原形。
And when some difficulties may come, he may return to his original form.
但是我一直看他的那所写出来的东西的时候，
But as I kept on reading his book,
我里面就很放心。
Then I felt at ease as I read. Why?
因为主不仅是让他经历救恩的确实。
Because the Lord not only allow for him to experience the truth of salvation,
也让他经历到他所信的这一位神，他所接受的这一位神是又真又活的神。
Because the Lord also allowed for him to experience this God whom he believed in is also a true and living God.
他怎么去经历这一个呢？
And how did he experience that?
他就说出他信了主以后两三天。
He shared that after he believed in the Lord 2 or 3 days,
他突然发觉一件事情。
Suddenly he discovered
缠绕他二十几年，差不多快三十年的一个很顽固的老毛病。
And that this very stubborn habit that he had to deal with that entangled him for over 30 years.
而这一个老毛病他没有说是什么。
And he did not mention what this habit, this thing that was bothering him was.
他是说这个毛病把他整个的人生都好像是弄得灰灰暗暗。
But it was this thing that caused his whole entire life to be very shady and dark.
在大陆上他看尽了中西医。
And that this thing that bothered him that he went to in China, he went to see the Chinese and the American medicine.
没有一点的办法。
And they could not do anything.
来了美国以后也去看医生，也没有解决问题。
And even in the US, he went to seek the physicians and they could not solve his problem.
但是他信了主以后第二还是第三天他就发觉。
But after he believed in the Lord, 2 or 3 days later he discovered
他这个老毛病没有了。
That this sickness was gone.
不见了。
It's gone.
他心里面很高兴，很高兴。
And in his heart he was very, very joyful.
他说他现在他就明白了。
Then now he said he understood.
他所接受的这一位神确实是又真又活的神。
Then this God whom he has received is indeed a true and living God.
过去那些年，神一直让他这个老毛病缠着他，也不让他得医治的那个机会。
And in the days past, that God continued to allow for the sickness to entangle him that would not for him to be healed.
但是现在，他根本没有求医，也没有求神，医治，也没有再求告医生帮助。
But now he did not seek after the physicians, or he did not ask for healing from God.
突然莫名其妙的，不药而愈。
But without explanation, now suddenly without anything, he was healed.
他说他看见他所信的神是又真又活的。
He shared and he saw indeed that the God whom he believed in is true and living.
他就借着这一件事情，让他二十几年得不到医治，现在就因着与神接触了就好了。
And so he shared that this sickness entangled him for more than 20 years, and now because he encountered God, in contact with God, he was healed.
我倒不是因为有病得医好，这个神应该很高兴很开心的事。
And so for me, it is not because that he was healed of his sickness, then it is something for him to be joyful about.
而是因着这一件事情，叫他遇见他所 接受的神。
But it was through this matter that he encountered the God whom he had received.
他自己说，我所接受的神是真的，是活的。
And he himself testifies that the God whom he believed in is indeed true and living.
现在我们看见主差遣门徒，那个这个很根本的原因就在这里。
And so here when we see the Lord sending the disciples, a very basic reason is this.
我们怎么什么物质的东西都没有给他预备。
That the Lord did not prepare for them anything material-wise.
只是把主的名给他们。
But the Lord only gave them his name.
结果他们出去了。
And as a result, they went.
回来了。
And they came back.
他们跟主说了。
And they said to the Lord.
哎呀，鬼不但是听了我们的吩咐就跑掉。
Not only did the demons submit to us and was cast away.
许多病人我们也叫他们得医治。
And we also healed many who were sick.
更要紧的，许多许多的人悔改。
And even more important, many, many repented.
他们认定了过去错了，现在我们要回转到到神的面前。
And they have acknowledged that they were wrong in the past and now they have repented to God.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
在别人或者说在我们现在读这些话的时候，我们觉得没有什么了不起。
To others or to us who read the word today, maybe we do not feel anything great about it.
但弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
门徒他们自己懂得自己有多少料。
The disciples themselves know how much in fact they had.
他们凭什么能做这些工？
By what are they able to do these work?
他们怎么能叫人的魂也感觉震撼？
How is it possible that they themselves would even shake the souls of others?
他们凭什么能叫人的体得着医治呢？
How is it possible that they themselves have the power to heal the others?
他们凭什么能叫人的灵可以苏醒呢？
How is it possible that they have the power to awaken the souls of others?
他们很清楚地知道。
They very clearly knew.
不是我们能。
It is not that they were able.
是主的名。
It was the Lord's name.
是主自己在那里亲自做，叫我们去经历他的所做。
It was the Lord himself who personally did the work that they experienced the work of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是一个非常重要的一件事。
This is a very important thing.
主让门徒们知道他们的主是谁。
The Lord allowed for the disciples to know who he is.
这一点在我们今天来说也是一样的重要。
And this point to us today is similarly as important.
我们现在比门徒们有一点优胜的地方。
Today we have an advantage over the disciples.
因为第一，我们有圣灵住在我们里面。
Firstly, we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us.
另一面，有主自己的话已经很完整的留下来给我。
And secondly, we have a complete copy of the Lord's words left to us.
我们从里面到外面都能看见主要领我们走的路是怎样的一个路。
Internally, externally, we clearly see the path the Lord wants to lead us on.
但是当时他们都没有这些方便。
And at that time, the disciples did not have this convenience.
但是不管他们当时如何的不方便。
But regardless of how inconvenient they were,
因着我们的主是可经历的主。
And because our Lord is one whom we can experience,
主就让他们在经历里面去认识主。
The Lord allowed for them to experience them in their experiences.
那我们今天有里外的那个优胜的地方的时候。
And as for us today, when we have these advantages from externally and internally,
那我们就更需要在经历的里面去印证主所给我们的里外的那个 优越的地方是准确的。
Even more so then, we have to confirm these experiences externally, the advantages that the Lord has given us internally and externally.
我们实在感谢主。
And indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
我们上一次已经稍微提到了。
Last time, we have already lightly mentioned.
在这一段的圣经马可福音的记录的里面。
And in this passage of Mark,
主一面是做了神迹奇事，叫众人认识他是谁。
On the one hand, the Lord has revealed to the disciples to all who he is.
但是更重要的是让门徒认识他是谁。
But even more so to the disciples themselves who the Lord is.
因为门徒到现在对我们的主，你说不认识，他好像也认识。
Because till now the disciples, we cannot say that they do not know the Lord because it seems as they do.
但是你说他们认识主，那实在他们不认识。
And but if we're to say that indeed they know the Lord, they indeed don't.
像在上面那个七折风和海的事上已经显出门徒的愚昧。
And in the fact when the Lord rebuked wind and the seas, that show for us the foolishness of the disciples.
在这一章的末了也同样的又记录了门徒的一些里面的 无知。
And even at the end of this chapter, we can see internally the foolishness, ignorance of the disciples.
所以我们的主一直领着他们从实际的经历里面去认识他们的主是谁。
And so we can see the Lord continue leads them in the practical experiences to come to know who the Lord himself is.
我们常常说，
We often say,
我们需要知道主的真道。
We need to know the truth of the Lord.
但是我们更需要知道显明这个真道的主。
But even more so, we need to know the Lord who reveals this truth.
也是我们弟兄们常常提到的。
And this is also our brothers who often mention.
你光是知道一些属灵的事情，没有解决多少问题。
If we just merely know of spiritual matters, that does not solve much.
必须我们有那个属灵的实际，有那个属灵的经历，那我们所知道的才管用。
Then we must actually have those spiritual reality or the spiritual experiences, then our knowledge which we have are useful.
那然后从十四节开始，
And so starting from verse
14, 我们又看到圣灵把另外一件事情引出来。
We can see the Holy Spirit leads for us another matter.
在这里引出来的，
And what is shown here,
从字句上面来看，好像是说到约翰给他砍头了。
From the words, it seems just to tell us that John the Baptist was beheaded.
但是我们必须注意。
But we must notice.
马可福音的主题不是约翰。
That the theme of Mark is not John.
马可福音的主题是主自己。
But the theme of Mark is the Lord himself.
所以实际约翰被杀的这一件事情在这里虽然记载得很详细。
And so even though John the Baptist being beheaded is recorded in detail here.
但是它还不是福音书的主题。
But it is still not the theme of the gospel book.
主题仍然是我们的主。
The theme is still our Lord himself.
所以我们在看这一段话的时候，千万别给施浸约翰的事实来遮盖了我们对主的认定。
And so as we read the passage about John the Baptist here, do not let it cover our understanding of the Lord.
那我们看下去我们就知道。
And so as we read on, we'll understand.
那十四节就说了。
Verse 14 says,
耶稣的名声传扬出来，希律王听见了就说，施浸的约翰从死里复活了，所以这些异能由他里面发出来。但别人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知，正上先知中的一位。
And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad, and he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Others said that is Elijah, and others said that it is a prophet, or as one of the prophets.
那然后底上的一大段话都是讲到希律怎么砍了约翰的头，然后听见主的时候又以为是施浸约翰借着耶稣的身体复活过来。
And then later on the passage tells us how Herod beheaded John the Baptist, and then how he thought that John the Baptist was risen from the dead and using the body of Jesus came back.
如果我们是看那一段的话，你就作为一个故事看看也就看明白了。
And then if we just read these words, then we just read it as a story to come to understand it.
但是圣灵记载这一段话目的在什么地方？
But where is the purpose in the Holy Spirit recording these words?
弟兄姊妹们，这个是我们要寻求明白的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we need to seek for understanding.
首先我们注意。
First, let us pay attention.
耶稣的名声传开了。
The name of Jesus was spread abroad.
在乡下本地，人不接受他。
In his home country, they did not receive him.
但是因着他和门徒们的所做的，他的名声传开了。
But because of him and what the disciples did, his name spread abroad.
那传开了。
And as it was spread,
是不是就等于人对我们的主的认识就准确呢？
But does that necessarily mean the understanding men have is accurate about our Lord?
绝对的不是。
Absolutely not.
这一段的话就是要突出这一个。这个主题。
And this passage is to point forth for us this exact point.
当时有权力的是希律。
At that time, who was in power was Herod.
他做了一件事，他心里面不平安。
And he did something that he was not peaceful about.
现在听见主耶稣的事。
And now when he heard of the matters of the Lord Jesus,
他就以为是施浸约翰复活了。
He himself thought it was the John the Baptist risen from the dead.
那当然，这个是对我们的主的认识是含糊的，糊涂到不能再糊涂了。
And of course, this understanding was so vague and so misunderstood and confused about our Lord.
这样的认识。
This kind of understanding,
恐怕再没有别的可以比他更糊涂。
Maybe there is no other understanding that was even worse than this.
但是也不等于其他的人不够不糊涂。
But that does not mean that other people's understanding about our Lord was not bad.
对主的认识好一点。
The others had a better understanding of our Lord.
但是不见得是准确。
But it does not mean that they are accurate.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到，都是由别人说是他是以利亚。
So brothers and sisters, notice others said that he is Elijah.
又有人说是先知中的一位，他是先知，是正上先知中的一位。
And others said that is he is a prophet or as one of the prophets.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意这一个。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
约翰是先知。
John the Baptist was a prophet.
所以他在宣讲主的话的时候是带着能力。
So when he preached the word of God, he was powerful.
但是约翰没有显明任何的神迹奇事。
But John did not perform any miracles.
所以约翰福音里面是这样说，那些人讲约翰一件神迹都没有行过，但是他指着这个人所说的话，句句都是真的。
But in the Gospel of John, it records that John the Baptist did not perform any miracles, but all the words he said are true. All the words he said about Jesus are true.
那准确是准确。
They are true.
但是人在这个事上面，是不是一定有准确的反应？
But does that mean man on this earth would have an accurate response?
那这里就说到当时人怎么去认识我们的主。
Here it tells us some of the understanding of the people of our Lord.
有人看见他这样的有能力，就说他是以利亚。
Some when they said he was so powerful said he is Elijah.
因为以利亚是以色列中的大先知。
Because Elijah was a great prophet in the amongst the Israelites.
而有人说不一定是以利亚，不过反正是先知里面的一个。
Others said he is not necessarily Elijah, but he is one of the prophets.
弟兄姊妹，为什么他们会有这样的想法呢？
Brothers and sisters, why would they have this way of thinking?
因为他们只是看外面。
Because they only saw externally.
因为希律也是看外面。
Because even Herod saw what was external.
他们看外面。
When they saw the exterior,
就看见他做了很多的事情。
They saw many things he did.
有些是从前以利亚做过的。
And some of the things was performed by Elijah in the past.
有些是以利亚也没有做过。
And some were not performed by Elijah.
以利亚做的也没有他做的多。
And even the miracles of Elijah was not as many as the Lord.
这个人定规是以利亚。
And so others said, this must be Elijah.
有些人就说。
And others said,
不会是以利亚。
It cannot be Elijah.
因为以利亚已经老早就被提到主哪里去了。
Because long ago, Elijah was taken to God.
反正是先知里边的一位者。
But he is one of the prophets indeed.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. In the thinking of the Jews,
先知就是一个非常大的人物。
That the prophets was one of a very great stature.
先知就是表明说这个人是可以行神迹的。
A prophet means this person can perform miracles.
这个人说话是很准确。
And that this person's words are very accurate.
我们看旧约的先知也的确是这样。
And when we look at the prophets in the Old Testament, indeed that is the case.
犹太人当时对主的认识，就是到了先知这一个地步就停在哪里。
And so the understanding of the Jews at that time remained in the position that he was.
记得我们的主在马太福音十六章那里边。
So we know that in Matthew 16, our Lord.
也不就是就着这样的一种光景。直接的就问门徒说，你们说我是谁？
Wasn't it under this condition he directly asked the disciples, whom do you say that I am?
那弟兄姊妹也许会说，
Then brothers and sisters, maybe you may say,
不能要求犹太人对主的认识再有什么的高的光景了。
You cannot ask the Jewish people for any higher understanding of the Lord.
他们怎么有可能知道呢？
How is it possible that they know?
弟兄姊妹们，这个话不准确的。
Brothers and sisters, these words are not accurate.
犹太人总是记得一件事情。
That the Jews would always remember this.
摩西曾经宣告说。
That Moses once proclaimed.
神将来要在你们弟兄中间兴起一个先知像我。
That God would raise up a prophet like me among the brethren.
有人如果不听从他的话。
And those who do not obey his word.
这个人就要给剪除。
They will be cut off.
那弟兄姊妹，这个话里边就已经有一件事情隐藏在哪里。
And so brothers and sisters, among those words is this hidden matter.
摩西做的工是传律法。
And the work of Moses is to preach the gospel, the law. It is to execute the law.
那但是摩西说那一句话说，将来有一个人给兴起来，有一个弟兄给兴起来。
But the words of Moses was that.There will be a brethren that would arise amongst you.
他就比律法大多了。
And he is greater than the law.
如果有人不听他，听从了律法，但是却没有听他。
And if anyone would obey the law and not him,
那这个人也不能活了。
Then that person cannot live.
光是这个还不够了。
And even that is not enough.
如果弟兄姊妹，你记得。
If brothers and sisters, you remember.
以赛亚书第九章说到有一个事实。
In Isaiah chapter 9, it tells of this fact.
他说有一子赐给我们。
And there is this son that is sent to us.
政权要担在他的肩膀上。
And that upon his shoulders are the authority.
他的名称为奇妙。
And his name is wonderful.
车是。
Counselor.
全能的神。
The mighty God.
和平的君。
The prince of peace.
底下还有一些说到这个人。
And later on, it tells them
还是接上去的。
More of this person, it continues on.
说到那个平安和富足是这个人带来，比任何一个时候都大的。
And it tells us that peace and rest and blessing comes from this person is greater than all.
说弟兄姊妹，你不能说犹太人在这一方面是完全猛然不知道的。
And so brothers and sisters, we cannot say that the Israelites are completely ignorant of this fact.
他们知道是知道。
They do know.
但是一碰到实际的时候。
But when they come into reality,
他们就迷糊起来。
They become confused.
他们没有想到这一位耶稣他的确是很奇妙。
They did not think that indeed this Jesus is wonderful.
这一位耶稣所讲的话的确是叫人从里面受震动了。
And that the words spoken by this Jesus indeed would shake them from within.
你看见这一位耶稣，他是带着很大的权柄在那里。
And that they did not see this Jesus indeed was powerful and mighty.
他是叫人得安息的。
But he is the one to give rest to them.
他也是叫人得喜乐。
And he is the one to give them joy.
这样的人。
This kind of person.
就是先知吗？
Is he just a prophet?
不可能就是以赛亚书九章所说的那一个有一子赐给我们的那一个吗？
Isn't it possible that he is the very son that is to be given to us as mentioned in Isaiah chapter 9?
当时的犹太人他们有足够的知识的条件来认出主是谁。
The Jews at that time was completely qualified in knowledge to know who our Lord is.
但是他们都迷糊。
But they became dim.
从上到下都迷糊。
From the top to bottom, they were dim.
希律是外邦人，所以就更迷糊。
And because Herod was a Gentile, he was even more dim.
但是这是人的迷糊。
Because, but the dimness
并没有叫主的所事给抹掉
did not take away who our Lord is.
所以我们的主继续用着他手中所做的来让门徒去认识他和他的法则
So our Lord continued to do to let the disciples understand him and his principles.
所以当门徒从受差遣回来的时候
So as the disciples came back after they were sent
主就说你们很辛苦了
Our Lord said you must be tired
好啊跟我一块到旷野的地方去歇一歇吧
Come and depart with me into a desert place and rest
主体恤跟随他的人
And our Lord was mindful of those who follow him
但是人带着许多的缺陷到他面前来的时候
But when man came with many of the shortcomings to him
他却没有忘记他自己是受差遣到人中间来来承担人的苦恼的
He did not forget that he was one who was sent to their midst to bear their sorrows
那么所以他就说好吧我们暗暗到旷野去歇一歇
And so he said let us take ourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while
因为他们如果不到旷野去他们连吃饭的时间都没有
Because if they not go privately then they would not have any leisure so much as to eat
因为人到主的面前来
Because when man comes before the Lord
主就不顾自己的去服侍他们
Our Lord would not be mindful of himself to serve them
主也实在是这样的服侍那些人
And indeed our Lord served them in this way
这是他的榜样
And that is his example
要给他的门徒来明白来认识
to show his disciples for them to know and understand
一个真正的服侍不是计较自己的
true service is not mindful of oneself
你如果要计较自己的话你就不可能有服侍的
and if you take account of yourself you cannot have any service
他们虽然是暗暗的到了旷野
and though privately they went to the desert place
但是人家看见他们去哪里他们那些人也跟着去哪里
but when the people saw them departing they followed him there
甚至有人比他们更先赶到那个地方
and even others by foot went there before him
那我们的主一看到这一种光景
and when our Lord saw this Then once again, his service began. He cannot stop. And then he served the multitude. Because when our Lord saw these people, in his feeling, this happened.
好像羊没有牧人一般
Then they saw them as sheep not having a shepherd
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
如果我们细细的去留意
If we pay attention in detail
当时把门徒要带到旷野去歇一歇
That when our Lord wanted to take the disciples to the desert place to rest a while
如果歇一歇是目的的话
If the purpose was to rest a while
我们的主一定不会让群众发觉他的行踪
Our Lord definitely would not allow for the multitude to notice their footsteps
但是就是你看到这里的时候好像主并没有隐藏他的行踪
But here you can see that the Lord did not hide his action
当然他愿意和门徒到旷野去歇一歇
Of course he was willing to rest a while with the disciples in the desert place
但是他既然没有隐藏他的行踪
But since he did not hide his whereabouts
人也就跟着到了他们要去的地方
Men followed and went to where they were
主的那一个感觉又叫我们的主又在那里用神的话语去服侍他们。
And the feeling our Lord had caused our Lord once again to use the word of God to serve them.
教导他们
to teach them,
勉励他们
to encourage them,
一直到的天黑了
until it was dark.
那天黑了就马上发生一些问题了
And now when it was dark, this happened.
因为整天在这里
and because they spent the whole day there
这些人都没有吃过东西
these people did not eat anything
门徒也发觉这个问题
and the disciples discovered this
所以就来对主说主啊别要再向他们说什么了
and so they came to the Lord and said do not preach to them anymore
叫他们散开回去或者到附近的山村买食物吃吧
send them away that they may go into the country round about or into the villages and buy themselves bread
那这是当时实际的情形
and that was the reality at the time
你没想到我们的主这样回答他们
we did not think that our Lord would answer them in this way
你们给他们吃吧
give them to eat
你们给他们吃吧
Give them to eat
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
门徒有没有东西可以给人吃
Did the disciples have anything to give them to eat
主是清清楚楚的知道的
They knew that for a fact
那为什么我们的主确实这样说
But why did our Lord say this
不必叫他们去买了
You don't need to tell them to buy
你们就给他们吃好了
You give them to eat Brothers and sisters,
你说这个话不怪不不怪
you say, is this something strange?
你说这个话合理不合理
Do you think this is reasonable?
又不怪又不合理
It is strange and unreasonable.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见我们的主就是这样说。
But brothers and sisters, you see that was how our Lord answered.
那主这样说的是什么原因
So what is the reason that our Lord said this?
我们仍然看见
We still see.
主造就门徒的目的
The purpose of our Lord edifying the disciples
让他们懂得站准服事的地位
So that they would know and realize to stand accurately in the position of service
主动的去供应那些人的需要
To actively provide for the people's needs
当然他们如果要主动去供应人的需要
Of course, they, if they were to actively provide for their needs
他们首先要经历一件事
They must first experience one thing
就是神做供应并且这个供应是丰丰富富的
And that is, God will be the provision and this provision would be abounding.
如果他们不先经历神的丰富和神做供应
If they do not first experience that God is the provider and that his provision is abundant,
他们拿什么给人吃呢
What would they use to give them to eat?
别处这是门徒当时已经是这样回答主了
And at the time, the disciples answered him in this way.
我就是有20两的银子去买饼啊也不够他们吃呢
Lord, even if we want to buy 200 pennies worth of bread, it would not be enough for them to eat.
那门徒拿什么给他们吃呢
So what would the disciples use to let them to eat?
很显然我们看见
Very apparently we see
主在这里安排一个环境
The Lord arranged this situation here
让门徒更进一步的去认识他是主
So that the disciples would enter a further step to know that he is Lord
他的信实他的供应他的丰富
His faithfulness, his provision and his abundance
所以主说你们给他们吃吧
So our Lord answered them give them to eat
他们就说没有办法
They said there's no way
二十两银子买的饼也不够他们吃
Even if we bought 200 pennies worth of bread it would not be enough
主就说了
So our Lord said
那你们有多少呢
So how many loaves do you have
他们当然也没有
And of course they did not have
这本福音书没有记载。
In this gospel book, it did not record.
别卷福音书就记载了。
In the other gospels, it recorded.
他们去问了一下。
They went and see.
哦，有一个小孩子带着五个饼，两条鱼。
And there's this little boy with five fish and five bread and two fish.
弟兄姊妹记得啊。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
五个饼跟两条鱼是一个小孩子带着的。
That it was this young child who had five bread and two fish.
那这个饼不会很大的饼。
And so this is not a large bread.
鱼也不会是很大的鱼。
It would not be a large fish.
所以有福音书说两条小鱼。
So there are some gospel books who said it's two small fish.
那你说五个饼两条鱼。
And so you say, five bread and two fish, what would that solve?
没有，不然不解决问题。
Not only did it not solve the problem,
有了也不解决问题。
And now you have food, it does not solve the problem.
你们给他们吃吧。
Give them to eat.
怎么吃？
How?
够谁吃？
Who would that fill?
够这个小孩子自个吃。
It would just fill this own child.
但是主说，
But our Lord said,
你不必管了，你把它拿来。
Do not mind that. Just take it to me.
那么主谢了。
Our Lord gave thanks.
那么就分给那些人。
And he gave to them to eat.
就都吃饱了。
And they were full.
但是在马可福音里边记载他们怎么吃，就比其他那几卷福音书所记载的详细。
But in the gospel according to Mark, it records even more in detail how they ate than the other gospel books.
你说这里有意思吗？
You say, is there a meaning here?
如果别的福音书也是同样的记载，就没有什么意思，不过就记录当时的情形。
If other gospel books also recorded the same, it may not have any meaning, but just the recording of the history.
但是如果你跟别的福音书一比较，你就发觉这里的记载很比较详细。
But when you compare it, then you can see the details here are more, the recording here is more detailed.
那这里并未有些事物是我们要注意的。
And here there must be something that we must notice.
因为这是马可福音。
Because this is the gospel book according to Mark.
那么有什么给我们特别留意到呢？
And what is there for us to notice?
留意三十九节。
Pay attention to verse 39.
耶稣吩咐他们叫众人一帮一帮的坐在青草地上。
And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass.
众人就一排一排的坐下。
And they sat down in rank.
有一百一排的，有五十一排的。
By hundreds and by fifties.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你看到这是什么一回事？
What do you see this as?
看起来好像没有什么特别的意思。
Here it does not seem to have any special meaning.
哦，就是叫人有规律的坐下来，就是等着分派食物。
It's so that they can sit and be in order, so that they can be given the food.
哦，如果就是为了这个目的的话。
And if it was just for that purpose.
他们是可以一排一排的坐下。
They could sit in ranks.
六十人一排也可以。
They can sit in 60.
一百二十个人一排也可以。
Or by 120.
多些和小些都没有问题。
By numbers more or less, it does not matter.
但是主在这里说。
But here our Lord commanded them.
要么就是五十。
By 50.
要么就是一百。
Or by hundreds.
有什么意思？
What is the meaning?
如果我们细细去留意一下。
Now if we pay attention in detail.
我们能发觉。
We'll discover.
因为这个是特别在马可福音里边。
Because this is especially mentioned in Mark.
而马太福音是做说的是做仆人。
And because in Mark it talks about being a servant.
也就是说，学习做个服侍的人。
And that is also to learn to be a servant.
那么在服侍的里边。
And in service.
跟随主的人要学习一个什么功课呢？
What is the lesson for the one who is serving the Lord to learn?
很显然你看见主让他们学习有次序。
So very apparently it is the Lord wanting them to learn there must be an order.
不混乱。
It is not confusion.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常明确的。
Brothers and sisters, that is very clear.
次序 有先后。
In the order, there's a sequence.
次序。
In the order,
也有整齐。
There is also the conformity.
因为整齐容易做好要做的工。
And it is because when you are neat, then you can do the work that you are to complete.
有次序就不会混乱。
And when you have sequence, when you have order, you will not have confusion.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意啊。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
5,000男人。
That it was 5,000 men.
连小孩带老人带妇女加上去，恐怕没有一万也有八千嘛。
Even if you add on the children.And the women and the elderly, you would have at least 10,000 or 8,000.
我们看到在电视新闻上一些战争也好、饥荒也好、地震也好、救灾的那些工作。
We can see the work in the news when there is a famine or a plague or the war or the earthquake.
你就是看见一团糟在那。
And you can just see a whole bunch of people there.
好像谁撞到最前面就谁就先得着。
And it seems like whoever is up in front, then they would first be the one to get the supply.
这也难怪人的天然是这样。
You cannot blame them because that is their man's nature.
如果我在幕后拿，很可能等到轮到我的时候都物资都分派完了。
And because if I'm the last one in line, last one in the back, when it's my turn, it may be all gone already.
我们说说具体当时的情形。
And if we look at practically the situation at that time, we just say it's 5,000 and not any other.
5,000人
for 5,000 people.
头一个领了食物，吃饱了。
The first one took the food and was filled.
第3,000个人恐怕还没有拿到吃的。
Maybe then, in that time, the person who was 3,000 did not even get the food yet.
你说那真是把我饿死了，看着别人吃我没吃的。
And maybe that person would say, I'm going to die of hunger because I look at the others eating and I did not get my food yet.
那这些都是很具体的情况。
And so those are very practical.
但是我们的主
But our Lord
让门徒去学习一个功课。
Our Lord allowed for the disciples to learn one lesson.
你要带领众人有次序。
You must lead the others to have an order.
那你们自己先要学习有次序。
So you yourself must first learn that order.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得在属灵的学习上，在做一个服侍主的人的事上面，这个有次序，认识次序是相当重要的。
And so brothers and sisters, in spiritual service, this matter of order and to understand.That order is very important.
你不要说在属灵的事上是这样。
Do not say that only in spiritual matters.
你说就是在我们现在说活着的这个美国的所谓民主国家。
And even in this democracy state in U.S.
民主国家还是有秩序的。
Even in this democracy, there is an order.
你不可能说因为民主，所以我的声音跟你的声音一样大。
You cannot say because it is democratic, then my voice is just as big as yours.
没有这样的事。
No such thing.
还是有秩序的。
There is still an order.
所谓民主，多数服从小少数。
Then you say it is a democracy, so the minority must submit to the majority.
少数服从多数。
So the minority must submit to the majority.
多数尊重小少数。
And that the majority would respect the minority.
那弟兄姊妹们，你看到。仍然是有个次序在哪里。
So brothers and sisters, you can still see there's an order.
那在主的面前。
So before the Lord.
主是让跟随他的人很确实的在那里学次序这个功课。
The Lord practically allowed for them to learn this lesson of order.
因为没有次序。
Because without order.
在跟随主的路上。就非常容易发生乱子。
In the path following our Lord, there would easily come confusion.
那我们说到主让他的教会学习蒙头的功课，也就是一个次序的问题。
And so we can also say that the Lord allowed for the church to learn this lesson of head covering. It is also this matter of order.
虽然我们不把它作为一个律法来执行，
and even though we do not execute that as a law,
但是我们不能不留意到， 主是透过这一个功课来让我们学习活在属灵的秩序里。
But we cannot but say that it's through that lesson the Lord allows for us to live under spiritual order.
当时在五饼二鱼的这一件事上面，我们的主就明显让门徒去接触这一个点。
And at that time, it is at the five bread and the two fish, the Lord wanted the disciples to learn this lesson.
你怎么是做仆人？
How are you to be a servant?
你必须认识权柄。
You must understand authority.
你不认识权柄，你就不会做仆人。
If you do not understand authority, you cannot be a servant.
你要认识权柄，你就要明白那个次序。
And if you understand authority, you must understand that order.
年幼的顺服年长的。
That it is the younger who would submit to the elder.
彼此当中 又要彼此顺服。
And you must submit to one another.
那这些都是次序的学习里面的内
容。And so all these are lessons under the content of order.
虽然是年幼的顺服年长的。
And even though it is the younger submitting to the elder.
但是却不等于年长的可以作威作福。
But that does not mean the elder can do whatever he wants.
也都要学习彼此顺服。
But you must also learn to submit to one another.
这就是那个次序的问题。
And that is the matter of order.
在属灵的次序的功课上面。
And in the spiritual lesson of order.
主不是给我们看见很简单的就是一二三四五六七。
The Lord does not just simply let us see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
他给我们看见很复杂的层面。
He lets us see very complicated situations.
不管怎样的复杂，里面有一个原则。
But regardless of the situation, there is a principle within.
就是次序。
And that is the matter of order.
我们感谢赞美我们。
We praise and thank our God.
那然后。
And then.
那人都吃饱了。
Now they were all filled.
那主要主特别在这里。
Here our Lord especially.
门徒就把那个。碎饼碎鱼收拾回来。
And the disciples took the fragments.
那么马可福音就没有说出是什么原因。
Mark did not record what the reason was.
反正就是记录当时他们做这个事情。
But it just recorded that they did this.
但是约翰福音就说出是主告诉他们要这样做。
But in John it is recorded that the Lord told them to do so.
一个很明显的意思在这里。
A very apparent meaning here.
神的恩典供应是丰富的。
That the grace of God, the provision of the grace of God is abundant.
但是人没有权利去浪费神的供应。
But man does not have the right to waste the grace of God.
这个又是我们在神做门做仆人的人要更明确的来掌握的。
And this is something even more so for the servants of God to grasp.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那在这许许多多的事上面。
And in all these things.
弟兄姊妹，看见我们的主是在那里造就门徒。
You're able to see that our Lord is edifying the disciples.
让他们学着做仆人。
So that they can learn to be servants.
主自己给他们一个榜样。
Our Lord himself sets himself as an example for them.
让门徒跟着他去学习。
And our disciples learn from him.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们看到这些记载的时候
When we see these recordings
我们很容易看到一点
It is very easy for us to see
在马可福音里边一面你看见我们的主的自己卑微
In Mark on the one hand you see how humble our Lord is
他处处事事做一个服侍人的人
In everything in every matter that he is a servant of man
不管是什么人
No matter who they are,
你到他面前来, 他一定不是。
As long as you come before him, he will serve you.
这是他甘心卑微到一个地步，做一个毫无保留的服侍人的人。
He is willing to humble himself in such a way that without any reservation, he will serve man.
但是他虽然是这样的谦卑他自己。
And he, even though he humbled himself in this way,
但却没有遮住他是神的儿子这个事实
But it did not hide the fact that he is the son of God.
他借助他所做的
And through what he does,
让门徒很清楚地认识他的所事
To let the disciples know clearly who he is.
但是人的愚昧
But because of man's foolishness,
常常看见主的作为而不肯承认他自己。
So often they would see the work of God yet do not acknowledge who he is.
人的头脑里面去想。
In man's mind when they think,
怎么可能五比二十叫五千人吃五千男人吃饱还不算老人你小子跟妇女。
How is it possible that five bread and two fish would fill 5,000 men, not counting the women and children and elderly?
他们就想出他们的道理来。
And so they think of their own logic.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你知道那些不信神的话语的、不信圣经的那些基督徒的领袖们，他们怎么去解说这个五饼二鱼吗？
Do you know then how the leaders of those Christians who do not believe in the Bible explain this?
说出来很有道理。
When they mention it, it seems to be very logical.
但是却不代表主。
But it does not represent the Lord.
他们怎么说的？
How do they say?
主耶稣讲话有能力。
The Lord spoke with power.
所以当他说到他们中间有什么人带着食物的可以拿出来。
And so when he said, who those who had food, bring it out.
起初众人都不要拿出来。
At the beginning, men would not be willing to bring it out.
因为怕拿出来了给别人抢掉他自己的没了。
Because if they were to do so, then others would take it and they would not have anything.
但是有个小孩子受感动。
But there was this young child who was moved.
他就把他那五个小饼、两条小鱼都拿出来。
And so he would take forth his five bread and two small fish.
啊，在经过我们的主的那个言辞上的，鼓动。
And continue to be moved by our Lord's words.
每个人都从口袋里边把吃的拿出来。
And so all of them took out from themselves the food to eat.
所以呢，五千人都吃饱，还有余。
And so 5,000 men were filled, and there was left over.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
如果我们不以为圣灵记录这些话。
If we do not think that is the Holy Spirit recording these words,
你可以这样说。
We can say it in that way.
但是我们相信圣灵记录这些话。
But we believe that the Holy Spirit recorded these words.
那是当时真实的情形。
And so that is the actual thing that happened.
如果每个人都拿出来。
If everybody took the food out,
自己吃自己的那一份。
And they all ate their own food.
何必要交给门徒分呢？
Why would they give it to the disciples and then for them to give to the others? And why would they have to sit and rank? Those are all extra. And so they can just go home and eat on the way. Wouldn't that be even better? But we thank our Lord. It is in fact here that he uses his power and authority to manifest the abundantness of God.
人不明白,
man does not understand,
但是门徒们要明白,
but the disciples must understand.
但是这一次门徒们还是不明白,
but it is still that the disciples did not understand.
因为接下去弟兄姊妹你看到,
because later on you can see, brothers and sisters,
他们晚上在船上海面上走，主在海面上走的这一件事情。
That when the Lord was walking on the waters at night,
他们觉得不可思议。
They thought that was something that was impossible.
你留意五十二节那里怎么说？
If you pay attention to verse 52,
就是因为他们不明白那分饼的事。
For they consider not the miracle of the loaves.
心里还是欲环。
For their heart was hardened.
So, 弟兄姊妹你留意。
So, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
主做了一件又一件，一件又一件。
Our Lord continued to do one thing after another, one thing after another.
主要是叫门徒学功课。
The main reason was for the disciples to learn.
但是门徒在那个时候还是跟不上来。
But the disciples at that time could not follow on.
我们求主给我们今天不做那样愚昧的人。
And we ask that the Lord would not allow for us to be that foolish today.
主怎样伸出手来做工的时候。
That whenever our Lord extends forth his hand to work.
我们里面看得清楚 是怎么回事
that,
我们就跟上去
that within when we see clearly what the situation is we would follow on、
我们今天晚上就看到五饼二鱼这里为止
we'll end here today at the five bread and the two fish、
我们下礼拜再接上去
and we'll continue on next week